Every year, tens of thousands of teenagers from around the world come to the United States to live and to learn. Many go away with a positive experience and a positive view of the United States, but this morning we'll report on some students who did not. They were part of a program that was supposed to improve America's image abroad. The State Department has now shut down the cultural exchange program of the company that brought the students here. Even so, that group plans to keep bringing foreign students into the United States, as NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Jason Yu didn't want to leave South Korea to study in America at first. His mother talked him into it. Young Mi Kang had been a young exchange student in Japan, and it had changed her life. Now, her decision to push her son to come to America tugs at her.
How could a student who is doing nothing but studying be treated so badly? When I think about it, it makes me so angry. I want to do something. My cherished son treated so badly.
When Jason arrived last August, he was 16. He had a clear idea about America.
Country of freedom, country of liberty, land of opportunity. People are willing to help.
From Korea, Jason signed up with a group called USA, United Students Association. It's based outside Dallas. USA is one of dozens of nonprofit groups that work with recruiters overseas and find homes and schools here for foreign students. Their families can pay thousands of dollars for the privilege. The U spent $20,000 for Jason's time here. USA's executive director, Moacir Rodriguez, said he and his staff would not talk with NPR for this story. Jason Yu said he was told he was headed for a host family in Bangor, Maine. But when he arrived, he found he didn't have a host family. The agency was still looking for one. They found him one 10 days later. Nevertheless, that violates a cardinal rule of the State Department's cultural exchange programs. Stanley Colvin directs them.
First rule, you must have a host family placement before the student arrives.
Jason Yu wasn't alone. South Korean student Jessica Cho was a USA student last year. She says she and dozens of students were marooned in a Dallas hotel for weeks before the group found them host families. In her case, it was 31 days. She was the oldest at 16. She said one girl was 14 years old.
We had no hope. Every day, every morning, we were expected a call from him. But no, not today, maybe tomorrow.
The agency did find a host home for Jessica Cho and for Jason Yu, too. Not in Maine, as he was promised, but in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Jason Yu says his host mother didn't cook or clean. The house was dirty and flea-ridden. He was left alone a lot.
I was homesick. I felt depressed, sad.
On top of that, USA promised him he would go to public school, but it placed him at a private, unaccredited Christian school and demanded his parents pay the tuition or their son would be sent back to Korea. That was another violation of State Department policy. Again, Stanley Colvin.
Second rule, straightforward, you must have an accredited school placement before the student arrives.
After about a month, USA moved Jason Yu. He says USA told him it was his fault he wasn't fitting in. He wound up in the house of Melissa Myers in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. In Jason Yu's eyes, he went from a home where he felt like he wasn't welcome to a home where he felt like a son and a brother.
The kids were friendly. It felt like family and peaceful and happy atmosphere.
He was happy for several months. Then his world turned upside down again. USA learned that Melissa Myers had filed a complaint with the State Department about how the company had treated Jason Yu and some other students. In mid-April, the State Department asked USA to surrender its license to run a cultural exchange program. USA complied on April 24th. 4 days later, the USA group expelled Jason Yu from America.
It felt like they were transferring a criminal. I felt like a criminal. I felt like I was getting arrested. They kept on telling me to go home.
Not every USA student has experiences like Jason Yu and Jessica Cho. But a government review dated April 6th and addressed to the company's executive director concluded USA's actions had brought the State Department's exchange visitor program into notoriety or disrepute. It asked USA to withdraw its license to spare the government further embarrassment. But USA, United Students Association, plans to stay in business anyway. On its website, USA still calls itself a student exchange program. But it's using another visa program, one that doesn't have the protections of the State Department. They're called F-1 visas. The Department of Homeland Security regulates them. More middle-class families overseas want to send their children to the States to study on F-1 visas, and more schools are seeking to tap into that market. That can mean more business for groups like USA. Chris Bentley is a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security. He says students who come to the States on an F-1 visa are required to prove they can support themselves. Beyond that, he says, it's up to the parents back home to make sure their child is taken care of.
Words can be used in a way that confuse individuals. So if you are a parent overseas and you are contemplating sending your child to the United States to study in a high school setting or in a cultural exchange setting, make sure you understand fully what that means for your child before they come to the United States.
Let the buyer beware.
Absolutely.
Bentley says there's no evidence USA has broken any of his agency's rules. Lori Saldana says she thinks the rules aren't good enough. She's a California state lawmaker from San Diego. So she sponsored a bill to require all foreign student programs to do detailed background checks on host families in her state. She says all young people far away from home deserve the same protections.
Because I've heard stories of these students being subjected to what is almost indentured servitude, and they're told, well, that's just the way it is in the United States. They may not have the cultural awareness to challenge being basically put to work as a housekeeper or a nanny. So we just want to make sure that none of those abuses are taking place.
Melissa Myers, the mother who took in Jason Yu, says she too believes young foreign students need tougher protections.
There are kids coming in here and really they pretty much don't have a voice. Nobody listens to what they have to say.
To me, she says, that's not America. We're better than that. Libby Lewis, NPR News.
You can find out more about the different types of student visas and their requirements by going to npr.org.